Brody, yesterday I saw a guy spill his Scrabble letters all over the road.
No.
I know. I went up to him and I asked him, "Hey, mate, what's the word on the street?"
Oh, no.
And welcome back to the Good Always podcast. This episode 10? 11?
Episode 10.
Oh, we've that's made awesome. It. How exciting. Double digits, finally.
Woo.
It only took us a year.
No.
A little under a year.
It's, what's it now? August. So about 9 months.
Nine months.
I think our first
we're
one
still,
was in December.
We're still above our one per month quota.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Just looked at the computer like.
It's all good.
Okay, we're all good. Good always.
Even. Good always.
Brody, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm very good. Very relaxed at the moment. In some ways. But we can talk about that one a bit later.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a pretty cruisy week for me. How are you going?
Pretty good. It actually has been a pretty cruisy week. Not as cruisy as I would like. Like, I kind of wish it was school holidays, but it's been a good week. I've been able to spend some time relaxing this week, which is really nice.
You've been doing some prep for the podcast, I see.
I have, for the first time in a while. I just felt really bad after the last one that you were bringing everything to the table, and it was a really good episode as well.
Yeah, thank you. All me.
Shout out to you.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I'm not pulling my weight here. I'm going to do a little bit more prep. So I thought I'd bring a couple of things. Nothing massive. I haven't changed how we operate the program, but I think
you have because you're here. So.
That's true. But I'm bringing a bit to the table this week, and I'm really excited about it. Got some funny things to go through with you.
Oh, about time you brought the comedy. What have you got? What's the first thing you've got for me? Given that it's my podcast.
Well, first thing I want to talk about, I just want to have a conversation first.
Okay. Checking luckily, because that's what we're about.
A lot about, yeah. I actually just want to talk in sign language for half an hour. Ready?
Beautiful. And that's episode 10 of the Good Always podcast.
One thing I want to talk about is we've both been sort of looking at a weird journey of fitness recently. I know that you are attempting the 75 hard challenge at the moment.
Yeah, loosely.
Loosely, which notoriously is a really, really regimented and not loose structure.
Correct, yes.
So you're attempting it in a different way?
Yeah, also known as terribly attempting it.
I did see you wolf down a Wagyu beef sushi taco about half an hour ago.
Yeah, so, thank you to our friends at Super Tetsudo. It was cool. Not all it, you know, was hyped up to be. I was promised one of the best things I'll ever eat.
Someone did tell us that would be the best thing ever. But
mediocre at best.
Anyway, shout out to our friends.
Yes, our friends, yeah.
So how's it going, your 75 hard challenge?
Oh, look, for those of you that don't know what the 75 hard challenge is, it's essentially 75 straight days of exercising twice a day, reading 10 pages of a book, drinking a gallon of water, no alcohol, no cheat meals, and following a diet. So what have I ticked off there? No alcohol.
Great. That was going to be a challenge for you.
Yeah. Well, you know me. Ever the drunk. Obviously.
You can
tell by my lingo that I'm such a
avid drinker.
Avid drinker.
How have the workouts been?
Next question. I only just rejoined the gym. My membership expired, and I was like, nah, don't need it. I'll just use the one at work. But I find there's more incentive for me to go when I know I'm paying for it.
I get that.
And so, yeah. And now I was on a year long payment. Oi, sorry. Knocking down tables and walls while I'm here. Yeah, I know. I was on a year long payment for the last one. And would go to the gym so sporadically. So I've gone for the monthly payment, renewed yesterday, and I've gone nuts. But I'm going after this. So
good, good. Okay,
well,
cool.
I say that. But.
You better. I'm expecting to see a photo from the gym.
Yeah, on the Good Always page.
On the Good Always page.
Where else would I post it?
One thing that I did look at it. I've sort of taken a different route because I like the idea of being accountable with the system. But I found a really cool app that sort of lets you log habits each day.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a try instead. So let me read through some of the habits I've got for you. And I'll send this to you because I reckon you'd like it.
Yeah.
It's a just I didn't like the rigidity and the you know the harshness of the as the name would suggest,
hard nature of the 75 hard.
So I've got like I want to practice mindfulness.
75 soft.
That's what I'm doing. 64 medium. One of my 10 habits or whatever, how many habits is 10 minutes of active mindfulness a day.
Nice.
Weighing myself every day is one of the ones to tick off.
Cool.
I want to do half an hour of walking each day. And a few other bits and pieces from exercise to eating to drinking water. And it's a really cool app that sort of tracks how well I'm doing each day and I can see sort of the trajectory of where I'm going.
Yeah.
And I really like it. So far, just the last 3 days of using it, I'm enjoying that accountability of logging it and being active in it.
And from what you've shown me, it gives you reminders as well. The only reminder that I get from the 75 Hard is at 11 o'clock at night where it says, you haven't ticked your boxes yet. And I'm like, oh yeah, crap, that's still a thing.
I've got one minute.
1 minute to drink a gallon of water, do two workouts, read 10 pages of a book, and not eat anything.
Oh, wow. So yeah, mine's awesome. Every 2 hours, I think it is, it sends me an update to drink water.
I need that. So I'm sorry to our friends at 75 Hard, but I'm off ya. We're moving to whatever you've got here. Whatever you're being paid by now.
Yeah, so it's awesome. And like, yeah, and you can set your custom times as well. So like I've set an alarm every morning at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, nice.
To remind me to go to the gym. And if I press no, that's totally fine. And then the afternoon, it'll remind me again. That's cool. I'm loving it at the moment.
Yeah, that's the hard thing for me is drinking the water. Like a gallon of water is just shy of 4 liters. Yeah. And I'm not the kind of person that just sits there and sips water throughout the day. That though, the other day it must have caught up with me I haven't drunk a gallon of water yet. I think collectively I have over the last couple of days.
Okay, yeah.
But in one day I haven't, and I think just all of this extensive consumption of water has caught up with me. And the other day, oh mate, the amount of trips to the toilet, it was bizarre. I've never had to pee that much in my life.
6 gallons just building up.
Yeah. So I need the reminders, the constant reminders to keep sipping away water. Otherwise, it gets to 12 o'clock and I have to down a litre and a half and I just feel really crap afterwards.
Just
walk around so bloated, like, oh God, why have I done this? Yeah, it's hard, but I'm not making it easy at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, Moz.
So, Brody, when I sat down to think of something to do with the podcast after our last one, I was thinking I need something to bring to the podcast that's unique and something that I can do well.
Yep.
And as you know, one of my biggest passions is music. I really like creating music. I love writing poems and works. And I was like, well, you know what? I love sitting down. It'll force me to sit down for an hour and come up with something.
Right.
And so what I'm going to do from now on, when I can, you know, obviously things get in the way sometimes, but for every podcast that I can, I'm going to write a song just about what's going on in the podcast, what's been going on for us in between. Just, you know, 1 to 2 minutes on whatever instrument I'm picking that day. Could be the piano, could be guitar, ukulele. The
drums.
Probably not drums, yeah, harmonica maybe.
And just, you talented.
Just play you a song that you know, is reminiscent of what we're talking about and what's been going on in our lives. And I've got the first one for you here.
Cool.
I'm going to let you press play and we'll just listen. We'll keep our mics live while it's playing. I reckon
my first time hearing this as well, so I'm excited.
It hasn't played in the background at all at this point.
It was. I heard like mumbling in the background, but I've managed to turn it off.
Is it loud enough? Have we got good volume on it?
I don't know. We'll find out soon.
It's time for us to get fit. It's time for us to lose that little bit. There's a challenge with no breaks at all. What do you mean it involves no alcohol?
Yeah, big challenge for you, I reckon.
75 hard. It goes for 75 days and it's hard. That's the key.
You're creative.
Points of it, yeah. 75 hard. Oh, I think that I've just jarred my hand quite badly playing tennis. I should probably sit out this one, but I'll do it in a few months' time or something. It's really sore, so I'm going to move on. You tell me it requires 2 workouts every day.
It does.
I'll say I'm too busy for that. I need my time to play Call of Duty. You reckon there's an app to use that doesn't cost that much?
Oh no.
I looked it up. It costs $8. It's a lot of money. 75 days and it's hard.
Again, the key points.
Yes, of course. Yeah, thank you.
75 hard. But my eardrums are still scarred from when I went swimming in summer and they're still quite scarred. Need some more time to heal, so it's probably not a good idea right now. I'll do it next year.
Wow. And a little bit of fumbling of the audio equipment at the end.
Stop on the audio equipment.
Wow.
There's your first podcast lead song about the 75.
You nailed those high notes there. That was good.
Mate. Yeah, they were not easy. They were hard.
Beautiful. No, very nice. Thank you for your creativity. And I love just the rushed bits when you're like, I need to find something else to say here, but I don't know if I'm going to do anything here. Very nice. Thanks, Monty.
Thanks, mate.
I'm just going to make a comment here.
Mm.
This isn't backed up by science, as a lot of our stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that takes a departure from our normal topics.
What?
But okay.
It's more of an observation that I've made over the last couple of days. I don't know whether it's something in the air or whether it's a particular star lining up with some form of moon from... I don't know, some other planet, whatever it is.
Yep.
I don't know.
That does happen.
I feel like there's a lot of anger in the air
and
a lot of frustration and a lot of, I was going to say stress, but I meant stress. That's how stressful it is. People are dropping off. Yes. Yeah. There's not enough time in the day.
So stressful. Yeah.
So as we gather around this trestle table. I feel like from... conversations I've had with a lot of people just being like, I'm just feeling really angry. Observations on, like, especially with myself in this 75 hard themed episode, but just the lack of discipline I've had in that, I've just been really angry at myself for that. And here's one that really, I had this little epiphany, and then I was at the petrol station filling up my car, and this guy in... A big boy car in a Prado comes up and gets out. He slams the door. Yeah,
sound effects. Interactive podcast.
Yeah, you know me. Gets out, goes to fill up his car, and whatever person was working in the actual servo hadn't pressed the button to activate or whatever. I don't know how it works. And he's like, "Oh, I won't say it." Family friendly podcast. He's like, "Oh, it's always her. It's always her. It's never." And, like, he'd walk there. I reckon it was a period of 10 seconds where fuel wasn't, you know, being pumped. And I was like, mate, really? Like, how time poor must you be to be so stressed out about a 10-second delay between you getting out of your car and actually getting fuel in your car? So, what's the point of this, Monty? I can see in your eyes you're wondering why you're talking about this. I am just putting out a reminder to you and to everyone listening, every single one of you. Every one of you.
Every singular, literally you.
You. to look after yourself. Provide yourself a little bit of self-care, whether you're feeling angry or stressed or whatever or not. But just a reminder to take some time out of your day just to breathe, to check in with yourself and, you know, process whatever feelings are going on. I'm not saying that you can't feel anger. That's totally normal. It's a regular emotion. You're allowed to feel anger just as much as you're allowed to feel joy and happiness and sadness and all that sort of stuff. But just think about the way you display your anger. And if you need some self-care, I highly recommend you do it. Just really look after yourself.
Love it. Thanks, Brits. I have a game for you to play, as we do every podcast.
Is it one of our classic, is it this or is it that?
It isn't. I was thinking of games to play, I was like, I'm not going to do one of those. Wow. Now look.
So first we've had something that's not backed up by science, and now it's a totally new
game. We're off the rails today.
Jeez. Episode 10, and we have turned it all around. And we're actually recording.
Oh, great. Wow. Good. Are we? Yeah, you said the main thing that we weren't recording. And you went to go press the button. Look, I just need a yes or no reply from you about this first one.
So it seems very similar so far.
Is it true that you were percussion captain at school?
Oh. Yes, so I was percussion captain 2013 to 2016.
3 years, Jesus. I was thinking that maybe we need to name you as the percussion captain of this show.
Oh, no.
But there's a challenge in the way.
Of course.
Because that's how, I assume this is very similar to the challenge you undertook when you first became percussion captain.
It was a rigorous process. There wasn't any you don't just walk up and get the gig. No. So it's not like everyone, there was no one else going for it. There was a highly contested position.
Here's how this game works, this challenge. I don't have a name for it. There's no jingle. This is just a one-timer.
Seriously, what is going on?
Going to play. This is intense. I'm going to play 5 famous drum beats for you from famous songs, getting progressively harder.
Okay.
Starting at the easy end of the scale, getting harder, and 75 harder.
Are we going to get done?
It's your
for
job.
Copyright?
Just and some of them will just be like a 2-second snippet. Some of them will be a little bit longer. Ooh. It is your job to name. You can name just the song.
And is it the intro or is it just part of the song?
It's just part of a recognisable drum beat. Some of them it's in the middle of the song, some of them it's at the beginning.
Right.
And if you can get that, I've got 5 of these for you.
I like
this. And I actually do think the last 3 are really difficult.
Okay. Because I do have a randomly weird knowledge of music.
I imagine you might be pretty good at this.
We've played a couple of games in the car where we'll play a song, cover up the screen so no one can see who it is, and I have absolutely schooled you in guessing the song and the artist. Sometimes even the year.
A lot better than any of that. Yeah. That's true.
Kesha, TikTok, 2009.
Wow, you got the first one. Anything. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First, and you have to get 3 out of 5. If you don't get 3 out of 5,
I'd lose.
I am the official percussion captain of the Good Always podcast.
If I win, do I get the title and a set of drumsticks?
Yeah.
Great. Need another one. Broke the other ones.
Here's the first one.
Yep.
I can only give you about 3 seconds of this one.
Before we get done for copyright.
Put that too, but mainly because...
mainly.
It'll reveal the rest of the song. Are you ready?
Okay, yep.
Here's your first drum line.
Oh, this is Phil Collins in the Air Tonight.
Yes, well done.
Ding.
That's one out of one so far. I do think that was the easiest one. Really definitely. Recognizable. Yeah, well done. Well done.
Beautiful.
I do think that was the easiest one. I thought you'd get that one straight away.
Thank you.
This one, I don't know, actually. I think it's an easy one, but you might not be as fortunate. Again, I can only play 5 seconds of it.
Are you questioning my credibility as the percussion captain?
I am. Well, you're not. Settle down.
Unbelievable.
Again, I can only play a few seconds of this one.
Yep.
Let me know when you're ready.
Tell me.
Song number 2.
I'm going to work. Down Under.
Yes, well done. Okay, maybe this was a little bit too easy. Interesting. Okay. Should we make it 4 out of 5?
Let's just see how we go.
Okay. All right, now these last 3 are actually going to get a lot difficult. What I've done for the last 3 to make it more difficult is I haven't used the actual song. I've just used the drum line only. I found videos of just the drum line.
Okay.
So you've got to recognize the song, just drum line. Separate to the song.
That is difficult.
It is.
That's a lot of research you've done. It must be very
busy. I can give you about 10 seconds of this one.
Oh, okay. Because it's just the drum.
Because it's just the drum.
Okay, cool.
Ready? Here is song number 3.
What?
Oh, it's not easy.
The thing is that could genuinely be so many songs. Play it again.
I'll give you a little bit more, ready?
This is just a basic rock beat.
I thought it was the other. I thought this part would be the part you get. I'll go a little bit earlier.
Wow.
No?
Oh, can I get a hint?
I don't think so. It's a recent song. It's not one of our like 70s, 80s classics.
Is it? Part of me thinks it's 24 Karat Magic, but I reckon that's wrong. Is it a Mark Ronson song?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that. I think that'll...
Oh, seriously, give me something.
I gave you something. Just take a guess.
Recent song.
Fairly recent, yeah, compared to the other ones for sure.
Fairly recent compared to the other ones. I got no idea.
It's a no guess.
Can I get a year? Give me a year.
No, you can't get
far a year. Out, mate. You're tough. This is hard. Harder than drinking a gallon of water.
You're two for two so far. I'm not giving you a hint right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I should have faked you out in the first two. I don't know. Just go 24 karat magic Bruno Mars.
It is Uptown Funk Bruno Mars. It's Margaret Ross. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. As soon as you started going down the Mark Ronson train.
And the combination of both.
You've done very well. That's all right. So maybe three isn't as easy as I thought.
That name as well.
There's two more. I'm not sure which one to play first. I'm going to play this one first because I think it's a little bit easier.
Uptown Funk. That was actually...
This one could be really tough. Are you ready? Famous drum lines we're looking at. I literally just looked up a list of famous drum lines, so I thought you'd get something. Are you ready? Song number four.
I've been shook. Oh.
It's a famous song, which is why this is actually quite difficult. Because what famous song has just this? This is the most recognisable part, though. That just that bass drum.
That's actually a bass drum and a floor tom. Thanks, Monty. But
Ned.
Surely there's a clue going on here.
Famous songs that just have that beat, notoriously. Also one of the most famous bass riffs of all time. I'll say that.
Wow.
I'll even look up the real song now so that you can hear when...
I don't know. Maybe if you gave me the bass riff, it might be a bit easy, but...
You'll know as soon as I get the bass riff, so...
And you're literally not giving me anything else here, which is so...
I can't.
Not even the artist.
You give it away. So it must be
famous bass riff.
Well, not bass riff, bass line.
Bass line. Queen. And it's not Another One Bites the Dust, is it?
Is that what your guess is?
Well, yeah.
Here to reveal it, I'm actually going to play this song for you instead. No. What do you reckon?
Is it Queen? Can I get that part? Oh!
Listen. That, you know? Yeah, it is the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army. Oh, I thought that it would be recognisable, but maybe not.
Mate, just hitting the bass drum on the floor, Tom, is not that recognisable.
I thought that these drum-only ones... All right, this one... This one could be quite difficult.
Well, given that the last two sucked.
Oh, come on. Don't rip into my game like that. Last one. This one will be tough.
I came in swinging. Had a lot of confidence at the start.
Are you ready? This is...
Yep, go on. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, let's listen to a bit of this one.
A gong? What the...
I'll skip to the I think that might give make it a little bit more. Do you want any more of it, or is that as much as you need here?
Yeah, if you give me the bass, some other instruments in there, that would be great.
It's funny because I know the song. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, if it was the other way around, you'd be like, this is literally any rock song ever.
I'm trying to think of what else I could give you.
It's genuinely just your basic rock beat. So that narrows it down to
the bass from the same
rock
song.
Songs. Okay.
Just to help you out. I know the bass isn't your thing, but
it could help.
It could help. Let's see. Give me that much. That's all I'll give you. You got the drum beat. You've got the first chord.
Oh, no. I can't think of it.
It's all you get. Just the drum and then the first chord. That's it. Don't forget the artist, just the name. So I don't actually know if you'll know the artist's name.
Nah. I don't know the artist's name.
Are you sure?
Oh.
I'll give you a little more this time. as soon as you hear the first. Nothing, really. Out. This isn't even drums anymore. This is just you not this knowing so
popular music.
Turn it off.
Ready? Wow, the singing takes a while to come in, actually. Now you know it, and you'll see what I was thinking,
yeah.
Right? It's not easy, is it?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Damn.
2 out of 5. Look. I think that makes me, for now, the official percussion captain of the Good Always podcast.
I hate this. This is stupid.
As soon as you're such a sore loser, there's a whiff of you losing, all fun is gone.
Toys are out of the pram.
Well, unfortunately, that means I get the Good Always branded. Yeah,
I'll bring in the badge that I wore for 4 years.
And there might be another attempt for redemption.
Thanks, mate.
Think about a way to rejig.
Maybe I'll have to come up with something.
Ooh, bass riffs.
No.
Oh.
How am I going to win the percussion captain badge back with a basement?
That's true. That's a good point.
Great game.
Thanks, mate.
I thoroughly enjoyed losing.
I'm glad.
All right, Mons.
Mm.
Before we go.
You're still fuming about your loss here?
Yes. Yeah. Just need some time. Speaking of anger.
Mm.
Just getting furious. I thought, given that you've brought a game, I might bring back a game.
Mm.
One that was a crowd favourite. And by crowd favourite, I mean...
What crowd?
Me.
All right.
I thought it was one of my favourite games that
we've done. They do say one's a crowd.
And yeah, they do say that. Pitbull, I think, was the one that said that in his song. It's back to bad movie descriptions.
Great.
What's the prize here? If you get it right, you keep the badge. It's going to be captain. If you get it wrong...
I think one of the things that we seem to skip over the most in this podcast is prizes. The amount of games we play, we should have a better system for delivering and receiving prizes.
That's true.
I reckon we should go back and have a look at how many prizes we owe each other.
And then we can do like an unboxing haul. Put it on our TikTok still yet to go up. Anyway.
You're great. Yep.
Here we go. There's actually 65 of them here, but I'll try and find. Maybe we'll just do the top 10.
Welcome to the longest episode of Good Always so far.
Top 10.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm guessing them, aren't I?
Obviously, it's right in front of me. Gee whiz.
You're a bit angry.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Good.
All right. Here we go. Number one. Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
9 hours?
Mm.
It's not, Avengers?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, just blank. No.
Is it not?
No, it's not. I should point out here that it's not just one movie. It could be movie...
Oh, like series.
And stuff.
And it's not Avengers?
It's not Avengers.
9 hours?
Yep.
That's the thing that's confusing me. I don't know. What is it?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, is it the movies take 9 hours?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, what movie... So take okay, it's good.
There we go. So you're none from one. Beautiful. Mm. The badge is back in my position. None from one.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. I was one from one when we did your game. So who's better really?
That's true.
Me. Next one. Everyone tries the ice bucket challenge.
What? Okay, so a movie about ice?
Yeah.
Something in the snow?
Could be.
Is it 7 Below?
No, it's Titanic.
That's pretty bad.
Well,
look, I think... I'm not even going to say. Let's just move on.
Okay, cool. Speaking of the Titanic,
I saw the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Horrible tragedy.
Well, anyway. I saw something on Facebook the other day. Someone saying that there was the Titanic 2's been built.
I saw that.
Someone was like... Don't need to worry about crashing into ice. We've melted it all. Very funny. Anyway.
Very funny.
Next up, boy spends 7 years being a third wheel.
7 years? My movie knowledge is clearly not good enough for this abstract stuff. Boy spends 7 years a third wheel. Harry Potter.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Good one.
I had Harry Potter in my mind from the first one for some reason. A group returning jewelry. I don't know why.
I can kind of. I was
thinking Horcruxes.
It.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, there's the one we've done before. Anyway.
You know, a well vetted program.
A guy learns to love a girl without her Instagram filters. This one's actually horribly bad, so if you get it, I'll be impressed.
Without her Instagram filters?
Yeah.
Isn't that every movie? What do you mean? I don't think I'll ever get this one.
Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit iffy.
That's pretty average.
Oh, this one's contentious, and if I tell you why it's contentious, you'd get it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, it could be a movie or it could be a series.
So it's definitely a series.
Or it could be not even a film series. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
People drink coffee for 10 years.
So it's a TV show.
Maybe.
Any sitcom. What's a sitcom when they drink a lot of coffee? Seinfeld.
Oh, close. Friends.
Close. This is one of those ones. Yeah, notoriously very similar. Friends, I haven't seen Friends, to be honest with you.
You what?
I've seen snippets, but I haven't actually seen the entire thing.
Wow.
I know.
All right. Well, you and I are going to have a Friends marathon.
We'll just be friends for ages? Or is it
don't even try. Stop trying to be friends with me, mate. Far out. So desperate.
It's such a bad mood. I believe you're preaching, taking a breath here.
Cheap laughs. Anyway, back to movies. Paranoid billionaire is afraid of immigrant.
Immigrant, singular.
Yeah.
Paranoid billionaire. The first thing I think about for some reason is Batman. Is that correct?
Yeah, Batman versus Superman.
I've never heard Superman described as an immigrant, but I like that.
Let's finish on this one because I find it very funny.
Yeah, great.
Man-child learns to be an adult.
It's Forrest Gump.
It's every Adam Sandler movie ever.
Is that actually what it says? That's really good. Oh, that's well done.
Oh,
what a great way to finish the show, bro.
Very good. There you go. That is episode 10.
Ooh,
we
can't believe we've turned 10, Brody. Congratulations on 10 awesome episodes.
Thank you. And congratulations on promising a interview with a guest for episode 10. And
say hi to the guest, everyone. Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
It's a shame
you
weren't mic'd up the entire time.
Oh, what?
Get to that next time. I know.
I plugged in. Oh, well.
Yeah,
it's all right. Oh, bro, your podcast sucks.
That's our microphone again.
We're back to last. Anyway, that's it.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. Also,
us on TikTok.
Our TikTok that may or may not. We didn't even record anything this time. We didn't get the sound clips on there. But yeah, we'll launch the TikTok. At some point. Follow us on everything else. Mm. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Do we have LinkedIn?
No. Just follow me. Build
this
my presence.
This is what this turns
into. And I hope you have a great week. Look after yourselves and take some time for some self-care.
Oh, yeah.